the world. To him that overcome the foe, white raiment shall before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame will vanquish all the host of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
John 14, we're starting in verse 25. Jesus speaking, "And all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as though the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." All hail the power of Jesus' name. Shall we sing? All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet should fall, will join the everlasting song and Him, Lord of all.
Reading from 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. 406. And just a closer walk with thee. And pitch pipe here. Just sing.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to thee. Jesus, hear my plea. Let it be. When my people life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, take me o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth may give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. 414, anywhere with Jesus.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. With Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the darkening shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall wake and never more to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Isaiah 41. Verse 9, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
No, my soul, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into His spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Master, the tempest is raging. Shall we sing? Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the skies are shadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How can the pious sleep, when each moment the madly is threatening, a grave in the angry deep? Or demons of men, or whatever it be, where water can follow the ship, where lies the master of ocean and earth and sky. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey.
From Deuteronomy 31. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Do, do, mi, do, sol, do, mi, do. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies, strong in the strength which God supplies to His beloved Son, that having all things done, you may or come through Christ alone, you may or come through Christ alone, and stand entire at last.
Luke 12, verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Back one. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority. That's too far. I just read that one. I thought that looked familiar. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And the next one. Deuteronomy, the third chapter, at verse 21. At that time, I commanded Joshua, you have seen with your own eyes all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you.
It's my turn, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Nobody's afraid of Arnie here.
First of all, you guys are awesome song leaders. Awesome. You know, they say that public speaking, you can be fearful. That you might open your mouth and all of a sudden nothing comes out. Even though you have looked and studied and pored over your material, but there's something about standing up here and looking out and seeing everybody looking at you. So, Lord will, I will open my mouth and something will come out. There's something that all of the scriptures had in common. And that is that God telling his people, do not be afraid of the enemy because I am with you. So when we think about all of the things that we can be fearful about. Sometimes we can be fearful about our government. We can be fearful about COVID. But God is with us. And God tells his people not to fear because I am with you. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. Now, this is very similar, if not the same, as what Mike just read. But I think there are some things that we can learn through that passage of scripture. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, because there are threats. And sometimes even in service to God, there can be threats. There are people out there who can do harm to your body. But all they can do is kill the body. So when we think about fear, there are some things that I fear. One of the things that I fear is not being right with God. Because as this verse says, yes, man can kill the body. You can get shot, you can get stabbed, you can die in many ways, but only your body will perish. But God is able to destroy both the body, and the spirit. He can send you. It says he has the authority to send your soul to hell. And that is for eternity. So that means forever, that the rest of your days will be spent in suffering and pain and agony. But the way that we can avoid that is to fear the Lord. Because by fearing the Lord, we keep his commandments. And by keeping his commandments, on that day, we will be pleasing unto him. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse number 21. This also contains some things that I am terrified about. When Jesus said this, it was a provocative statement then, and it still stands as such now. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. I really, really want to enter the kingdom of heaven. And it would be terrifying to hear the Lord say, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And so what Jesus says next is, but he who does the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is that we obey the gospel. Right, that we repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For those who have obeyed the gospel and has done the will of the Father, then we don't have to fear that. But to those who have not decided to do that yet, to those who are still thinking and considering that, it would be terrifying. It would be devastating. Because what Jesus is saying here, that there will be those that will call him Lord, Lord. So there will be those that will recognize his lordship, recognize his authority. But the question is, did they do the will of the Father? If they did do the will of the Father, and if they are faithful and obedient, then we have eternal salvation. But to those who want to say, Lord, Lord, but has not done the will of the Father, has not been baptized for the remission of their sin, they still stand convicted of their sin. And so you can hear Jesus say, you cannot enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we done many wonders in your name? In other words, we have done works. We have done things in your name. But the only thing that we fail to do is to do the will of the Father. So there are a lot of people, and I'm sure you know a lot of people. There may be a lot of people in your life that are good, genuinely good people. And that you have probably talked to them ad nauseum about obeying the gospel. But for some reason, they hesitate. And maybe it's because they fear somebody in their life. They fear disappointing somebody in their life. Don't fear what man can do to you. fear God. And so there are those who are fearful of other men, maybe fathers, maybe aunties, maybe grandparents, because they are fearful that they will no longer have a relationship with them. And I know that that is a powerful thing. But what is more powerful, having a relationship with somebody or having a relationship with God? Because you can hear him say, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven because you did not obey the gospel. You did not do the will of the Father. Even though you may have done wonderful works, you may have served the homeless, you may have visited the sick, you may have done a lot of good things, but if you did not obey the gospel, then the one thing that you should be terrified about is the last part of this passage of scripture. Because after these people have said, we have done all of these things in your name, and we recognize your lordship. But then Jesus will say to them in verse number 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. That would be frightening. But it is avoidable. Because the reason, the purpose that we have the invitation is so that if there is anybody pondering about what they should do in regards to their eternal salvation, we are here to tell you that we have a baptism, we have a baptismal facility here. And as Gil said this morning, it doesn't take that long to fill it with water. Don't let another day, another hour, another minute go by without obeying the gospel. And the same thing applies if you have strayed. Because just as he said what he said in regards to those who have not obeyed the gospel, the same thing applies to those who are not being faithful and obedient. So again, don't let another minute go by without getting yourself back into a right relationship with God. Because the last thing that you want to hear is, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So people might say, but I've done good things. But if you did not do the will of the Father, then you are engaging in lawlessness. So do what you need to do. Serve the Lord. When you serve the Lord, then you have that confidence that he will always be with you. Because he is your refuge. He is your strength. He is ever present in time of trouble. And he loves you. And he wants you to be saved. He wants to welcome you into eternal salvation. So if there's one thing that we want to take away from this, is that we want to be, we desire to be, and we desire for you to be in a right relationship with God. So to those of you who may be subject to the invitation, or to those of you who may have strayed, please stand now and come to the Lord.
Jesus falleth tenderly.
Sweet his cry of love, pity calleth, turn and listen, stay and hear. Yield and labor, and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breath. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Then his loving tender voice, obeying, bear his yoke, his burden take. Find the yoke his hand is on you laying, light and easy for his sake. Yield and labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest.
Please be seated. Lord's Supper table has been left open for those who couldn't attend this morning. And please come forward and you will be served, or just raise your hand and we'll make sure that it gets back to you. Okay.
Readings from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul states, "For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord..."